It's time to step into Tonia's Kitchen. Here is Tonia King.
Today we talk to author Rosemary Gladstar about her new book, Medicinal Herbs.
Coming into the cold and flu season, what's your recommendation about using herbs?
I think this is one of the most important times to really bring herbs into your kitchen and use them. And many of the herbs that we use for this season are already in your kitchen. Herbs like garlic and onion and horseradish and ginger. Those are the herbs that help to really warm the body. I like to make lots of recipes with these that are tasty and really effective for both preventing illness and also when you do get a sickness that help you feel better quicker.
Rosemary, there are so many out there. How do we know where to begin?
It can be a little overwhelming, and that's one of the things I really try to do in this book is to simplify it for people. So I usually just start with simple things, making an elderberry syrup or buying it, because elderberry is a broad-spectrum antiviral, and it helps to ward off a lot of flus and cold viruses as well. And it tastes really good. It's one of those remedies that you take a little shot glass of it every morning when you start your day of the syrup. But it just helps your whole immune system, and it also tastes really good, and it has absolutely no side effects to it at all. Buy some dried elderberries, and you add about 2 ounces to a quart of water, and you just simmer that down to about a half pint. For each pint, I add about a cup of honey. That needs to be stored in the refrigerator. Be very, very simple. That's what's so fun about making these. It's simple and fun. You can do them in your own kitchen.
Find out more on The Daily Dish at toniaskitchen.com.